If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you, especially on this Sunday, July 4th, 1976. We want to say Happy Birthday, America. Today is our bicentennial day when Americans all over the nation will celebrate our 200th birthday. I think, first of all, we should praise God that He's brought our nation these 200 years by His own care and His own keeping. We believe that America needs today more than ever before to acknowledge God, to thank God for what He's done as a nation during these years, bringing us to this wonderful point in our history. God has been good to America. God has blessed this nation above all other nations in all the earth. And I trust that you listening to this broadcast today would put God and the church first in your life amidst all the other celebrations that you're going to do on this 4th of July. Put first things first. Honor God and honor your country. Honor God by being in Sunday school and church today. We here at Worth Baptist Church give to you and your family a cordial invitation to come and worship God with us on our bicentennial God and Country Day. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Word of God. Today, we have two very special guests with us to celebrate God and Country Day. We have Mr. John Nyland, who is a former star from the Dallas Cowboys, who will give his thrilling testimony of what Jesus Christ means to him. And then we also have Mrs. Barbara Law, accompanied by her husband, Mr. James Law, as our guest soloist today. Mrs. Law's songs will thrill your heart. We invite you to come at 10 o'clock to hear both Mr. Nyland and Mrs. Barbara Law, and in the morning worship hour at 11. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. The voice you just heard a moment ago, singing praises to God, is the voice of Mrs. Barbara Law. You will hear her today at 10 and 11 in the services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We would be happy to have you and your family come and worship God with us today. I can think of no better way to spend the 4th of July than to be in church. You see, our freedoms are guaranteed us by the Constitution. The basic freedom of all American freedoms is the freedom to worship. If we lose the freedom to worship, then we've lost all of our freedoms, because the freedom of worship is the basic among them all. In order that we would be insured against losing this freedom, we must take advantage of it. We must not abuse it. So I'm inviting you today to honor God and honor your country by being in a service like we're going to have at Worth Baptist Church beginning at 10 o'clock, a tremendous service right on through to the noon hour with special singing, special testimonials, and a message from God's Word. We will also join together in pledging allegiance to the American flag, to the Christian flag, and to the Bible. You'll want to be a part of these services today, beginning at 10 o'clock at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. The month of June was an outstanding month with us here at Worth Baptist. You'll be glad to know that we averaged 615 per Sunday in our Sunday school last month. We're looking forward to the continuation of the summertime revival in the months of July and August. You see, June, July, and August, the three summer months, are designated as revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Already 1 month is in history. We look forward now to the month of July, continuing summertime revival time, and all the way through August here at Worth Baptist Church. We are trusting now that by the middle of August, we'll be ready to begin construction on our new building on the 14-acre site adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School on Campus Drive at Loop 820. We trust that you'd be in prayer with us about this matter. And join with us in prayer that God will bless and continue to open doors that our new building may soon be built. In the meantime, we invite you to come today on the 4th of July, our bicentennial God and Country Day, with tremendous services getting underway at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Jesus Christ, the Man of Prayer. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 17, beginning at verse 1 and through verse 3. Perhaps you'd like to get your Bible and open it now to John's Gospel, chapter 17, and I shall read it verse 1. But before I read the Scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, on this special 4th of July, we come to Thee with grateful hearts. For the blessings that Thou hast given to America, we thank Thee for our freedom. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that we can worship Thee today according to the dictates of our own hearts. We pray that all over America, as we celebrate our 200th anniversary as a nation, that we might first honor Thee, because all blessings come from Thee. Our nation is where it is and what it is today, Heavenly Father, because Thou hast made it so. So we adore Thee, we honor Thee, we praise Thee, we worship Thee, and we ascribe to Jesus Christ all power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And we ask Thy blessings now upon our great nation. May we truly experience a spiritual revolution, a spiritual renewal that would turn America around and put us on the right direction toward Thee. Bless this message today. Bless every listener. Is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to John chapter 17, I read beginning at verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I've entitled the message for this occasion, Jesus Christ, the Man of Prayer. The prayer life of Jesus Christ is one of the most important phases of his entire earthly sojourn. Our Lord was upon the earth in his humankind for about 33 and a half years. During that time, he did many wonderful and mighty works. But one of the things that the gospel accounts emphasize more than anything else is the prayer life of Jesus Christ. We believe his prayer life could be outlined in three basic phases. Phase one, his prayer for himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane. There in the garden, our Lord Jesus Christ prayed, If it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. The second phase of our Lord's life was for his enemies. From the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His third phase of prayer life was for his disciples, his followers, for you and for me. Here in John chapter 17, we have the high priestly, mediatorial, intercessory prayer of Jesus Christ. In this prayer, our Lord Jesus Christ prayed for his followers, not only for his immediate disciples, but for all of his disciples, and that includes us. You see, Jesus Christ had us in his heart and in his mind. In the long ago, Jesus Christ prayed for us that we might be what he wanted us to be. So in the 17th chapter of John, in the high priestly prayer, we're going to see seven things that Jesus prayed for concerning your life and mine. First of all, Jesus Christ prayed for us to be saved. We read it in verses 2 and 3, where our Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Father that we might have eternal life. Are you saved today, my friend? If you are saved, the only reason you are saved is because Jesus Christ prayed for your salvation. You could not be saved today without Him, because without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins. And you could not be saved if He had not prayed for you. So every time God saves a soul, He answers the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, who prayed that we might be saved. It is a wonderful thing to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. If you are not a Christian, if you are not saved, then I would say to you, the most important decision you can make on this July 4th, this God and Country Day, this bicentennial day, as we celebrate our 200th anniversary as a nation, the most vital, the most important decision that you could possibly make would be for you to trust Jesus Christ as your own Savior. And you may never have another opportunity. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. So, my friend, wherever you are today, perhaps there in your place of business, or at home, or in your car, or in the truck, or in a motel or hotel, wherever you are today, pray the sinner's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, God will, for Christ's sake, save you. And in so doing, He will answer the prayer of the Lord Jesus for your salvation. In the second place, our Lord Jesus Christ prayed for us to be secure. He does so in verse 11. Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed in this verse, Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given Me. You see, Jesus Christ was praying that we might be preserved, not only saved, but secure. Jesus said in John chapter 10, My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father, who gave them Me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. I trust right now that you would recognize that if you are saved, you are saved forever. You can never be lost. Jesus Christ promises only one kind of life, and that is eternal life, everlasting life, never-ending life. Jesus said, He that heareth My word and believeth on Him that sent Me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Yes, my friend, Jesus Christ prayed for your eternal security. And then in the third place, Jesus Christ prayed for us to be satisfied. In verse 13 of John chapter 17, Jesus said that they might have My joy fulfilled in themselves. So Jesus was praying for our satisfaction. The things of this world cannot satisfy you if you are a born-again believer. If you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, these earthly, temporal, material things cannot satisfy you. The only way you can have your heart satisfied is to commune with Jesus Christ and receive from Him the joy, the peace, the happiness, the contentment and the satisfaction that only Jesus Christ can give. So if you want to be satisfied in your heart and in your mind and in your soul today, just give God a chance to answer the prayer of Christ that you might have the joy of Jesus Christ in your heart. And my friend, this is a joy and a peace that passes all understanding. Yes, Christ prayed that you might be satisfied. Then in the fourth place, our Lord Jesus Christ, the man of prayer, prayed for us to be safe. I read it in verse 15. Jesus said, I pray not that Thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that Thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Jesus prayed that you might be safe. Oh, my friend, there are many things that the devil wants to do to you today. The devil would like to destroy your home. He would like to destroy your life and your testimony and your eternal salvation. He cannot disturb or destroy your soul, but he can destroy the joy and the peace that you have knowing that you're safe. He can make you doubt that you're safe. But remember, Jesus prayed for your safety. He prayed that you might be safe in this evil, cruel world in which you live. And my, what a devastating world it is. The devil is on a rampage in 1976. The devil wants to destroy every church, every Christian, every family, every home. The devil would like to destroy our democratic principles of government. The devil wants to destroy anything that acknowledges or recognizes God. But my friend, according to John 17:15, you are safe because Jesus Christ prayed for your safety. And then in the fifth place, Jesus Christ prayed for us to be sanctified. Now, there's a word that a lot of people run from. But my friend, understand the meaning of the word sanctification. To sanctify or to be sanctified means to be set apart for a particular use. For example, the microphone into which I'm speaking at this moment is a sanctified microphone because it has been set apart to take my voice right into your home or your place of business or your car. So this microphone is set apart. You and I are sanctified because we have been set apart by the Holy Spirit for a particular purpose. So Jesus prays in verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we today are sanctified or set apart by the Holy Spirit in answer to the prayer of Jesus. And then in the sixth place, our Lord Jesus Christ prayed that we might be solid. That is, that we might be one together. That we might have a oneness in Himself. Jesus prayed that they might be one, even as we are one. Now, God wants us to have unity among believers. Now, this does not mean that we go out and join hands with everything that calls itself religious or a Christian, because all people and all institutions who say they are religious are neither religious nor Christian in many cases. I, for one, cannot, I repeat, I cannot be a part of any other religion or any other so-called Christian organization that denies the inspiration of the Scripture or the virgin birth of Christ or His resurrection or His second coming. I cannot be a part of that. That's not the unity that our Lord prayed for. Our Lord prayed that all born-again believers, true Christians, might be one in Him. So Jesus Christ is praying that we today might be one and unified and cooperate as born-again believers to evangelize the world. So we are one because Christ prayed for our solidarity. And then in the final place, number 7, Jesus prayed for us to be settled. In verse 24, Jesus prayed that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. I will also, Jesus said, that thou, those whom thou hast given me, would be with me where I am. Oh, I'm so happy about that. Jesus prayed for our settlement in heaven. And then in John chapter 14, he gives us a promise. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So, my friend, Jesus Christ is coming back to answer His own prayer when He comes back to rapture believers all over the world. And that could happen even today. So we will one day be settled in heaven with the Father and with Jesus Christ because He prayed for our settlement. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Not only has Jesus Christ been praying for you, but He is praying for you now. I read in Hebrews 7:25, seeing He is able to make intercession, He is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus is interceding for you right this moment. Will you not give Him first place in your life? Again, I remind you that on God and Country Day, this bicentennial celebration deserves intercession. your being in church to first honor God. We invite you and your family and your friends to come and honor God and honor the country in our God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street, and our services get underway at 10 o'clock. Remember, at the 10 o'clock hour, you'll hear Mr. John Nyland, the former guard from the Dallas Cowboys, and Mrs. Barbara Law, one of the outstanding soloists in America, whose voice you heard on this broadcast today. We shall look forward to seeing you today at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, and at 7 p.m. in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.